Good day. My name is Michelle, and we are on Tuesday, the 9th of July. I am speaking to Sherelle Imvula from Catalyst Investments. Hi, Sherelle, and thanks for chatting to me.
Thanks for having me.
Good. A quick one on linking the recent GDP data releases to the government's debt position. So maybe for some education to our listeners, but also with some insight from your side, what are sort of the growth prospects and how does that link into the government's fiscal position, especially also knowing that the Eurobond needs to be repaid next year?
Okay, that's a good question. So just some background. The latest GDP figures came out for the Q1 2024, and they indicated that the Namibian economy is still strong. The growth over the first quarter of 2024 was about 4.7%, which shows a consecutive growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis for the last 12 quarters. So the Namibian economy has been strong for essentially the last 3 years. But just as you said, linking this back to the government's finances, because a lot of this growth was seen primarily or largely driven by mining and quarrying, the governments can generate tax revenue from that. And as a result of that, we have expectations that the government's revenue that they generate from taxes, especially in the mining industry, will move up quite a bit or quite significantly, which allows the government to finance the deficit through other means. Because normally, right now, a government can raise money through taxes, but they also spend just like anybody else. And if they spend more than they actually raise in revenue, there will be like a deficit. And that deficit has to be financed by either borrowing or any other situation. So if the economy grows faster than expected, then we can make an assumption that we'll see faster growth in government revenue, which should put the burden on debt, the government having to borrow a lot less than they previously expected, which actually speaks to some of the GDP numbers we saw. We saw that taxes on products during on the GDP figures grew by 10%. So we should see government revenue increase a little bit faster than we initially anticipated. This, on the other hand, speaks to the other thing. What we saw in the previous budget is that we saw that revenue grew faster than they expected, but as a result of that, the government wasn't prudent with its revenue build. When revenue, I think, increased 10% relative to the previous financial year, they actually they expect they did with that increase in 10% revenue is that they spent 10% more on expenditure, so they didn't see a decrease in the deficit. And naturally, when you see a de yeah, sorry.
Yeah, so what expenditure were that?
So this expenditure was just based the 70 billion that the government expends on a yearly basis. So this is basically half of it goes to what you call the civil service wage bill. But they actually did increase the spending expenditure on the development budget. So this is like expending on roads and education and all those kind of things that are necessary for the economy.
So maybe if I can just ask you, I mean, yes, growth will translate into taxes, but does it happen that fast?
Yeah, so it all depends on which line item. So if there's in the GDP calculations, we actually look at it from an expenditure perspective. So just one thing, if you look at basically, we saw wholesale and retail trade over the period, it grew by 8.4%, which was a bit surprising because I was under the impression that the Namibian consumer was quite weak. But if you example look at that line, around 15% of it is VAT, value added tax, which is probably a third of government's revenue. A third, no, sorry, 14%, sorry, of government's revenue, which as you say, when you spend it immediately, it gets translated straight back to the economy. There's a few things that have a bit of a delayed effect, but you can normally see that tax revenue feed straight back into the government's coffers. But just to get back to the point of the revenue, one thing that we are quite positive about is that if we see this economy to grow quite like significantly as it is, then naturally then our debt metrics start to look good. What we normally do, like with the Moody's and the IMF or any of the ratings agency, is they try to look at debt sustainability. And debt sustainability is looked at like how much the government borrows relative to how big the economy is. So it's basically the government's debt metrics, so which I think the government has about 150 or so outstanding in debt, 150 billion in debt. We divide that number by the GDP number. So if you can grow your GDP faster than you can grow your debt, which the government wasn't able to do prior to 2021, if I'm not mistaken, then if you can grow your what you call economy faster than debt, then that naturally brings down your debt matrices, which actually puts a less of a burden on government having to borrow borrow more, which brings down its funding costs.
Yeah, but now that is also only true if that growth in GDP translates into growth in revenue, i.e. taxes from the bigger economy.
No,
If
100%.
GDP grows, and there's no corresponding increase in tax revenue, you will have debt that you need to repay with money that you don't have. Maybe take us then to the Euro bond repayment and the sinking fund.
Yeah, but just maybe if I can just touch on that. But it's exactly that. So, example, the Euro bond is expected to be paid off next year in November 2025. I think there's around 13 billion outstanding. It's actually 750 million US dollars. So just depending on the exchange rate, that's how much is outstanding. But example, when let's say that they say they have the intention to pay back that money, which will drop down the debt for the government significantly. They do what they normally tend to do is they tend to, like, just like any individual, don't if you don't look at the government, just look at it as an individual. What people tend to do is if they have a big repayment that comes aside or is coming up in the future, they tend to save money away every single month to make that payment. Currently, I think the government has portioned off around 99 billion of the 13 billion. So, and it's the intention to pay back the 13 billion. But naturally, they will have to actually as they said, they want to reduce their debt burden in hard currency. So, as I said, this was a 750 million in US dollars, and because the rand is very inconsistent, it can be strong, it can be weak, and it messes up with the payment situation. What happens is they tend to cut or they want to borrow this money in local currency. So instead of it being linked to the US dollar, they'll move it into Namibian currency. So they currently have 9 billion, and they're trying to just move that money basically back into Namibian dollars.
Okay, as a last question, Cheryl, on current GDP, debt to GDP, how do we compare to our peers?
So compared to our peers, we're doing pretty well. And I probably shouldn't say this, but compared to our to advanced economies, we're doing extremely well. Namibia's debt to GDP, I think it reached at a peak of around 70%, but naturally has been coming down because we've seen the government be a bit more prudent in its spending, and we've seen our economy grow quite significantly. I think moving forward, our debt to GDP will also start to will probably come under even less pressure because of the fact that I think that the economy is going to grow quite aggressively, largely due to the oil discovery in the south. And this, as a result of this, we shall possibly be seen in better views relative to our peers, which will allow us to have lower funding costs because people will probably lend to us relative to even our neighbor in the south.
I guess that is the thing, because one ratio is debt to GDP, but another ratio, which I'm sure we're not comparing that favorably with, is the servicing cost,
Yes,
as a
so
percentage of expenses.
yeah, so it currently sits at around 13% relative to revenue. But naturally, if your economy is growing quite aggressively, we actually saw this quite nicely last year, is that the government's interest expense or the government's interest rates relative to South Africa were lower across many time jurisdictions. So you could see if the government could borrow at a lower rate compared to SA for the 5-year, 10-year, or even 20-year debt over the course of last year. And if we see that our debt metrics get better and better, this will be the case. And as a result, you'll see those interest rates re relative to revenue come down naturally as well.
Excellent. Cheryl, thank you very much for talking to me. Very insightful, and until the next time.
Thank you very much for having me. All the best.